In life, humans have found two conflicting ideas, fate and self-determination. Most people today are disposed to believe in self-determination and being able to shape one's own destiny. But centuries ago, people were a little less inclined to believe this, instead blaming their misfortunes on the stars, gods, or their unfortunate prophecies. So in lieu of these contradicting philosophies, you might wonder whether or not we humans make our own roads or only get to walk the ones given to us. As a child, I remember having kindergarten class with a boy named Alex. He was a head smaller than most of the children, frail, wide-eyed, and very quiet. Most days, he carried his baby blue blanket with him, preferring it to the company of others, and silently avoided social interaction with his thumb and mouth. However, there were a few rare days when Alex forgot his blanket and was no longer the reserved boy he was typically.
"Alex, behave, or else I have to take you to the principal's," the teacher would command, frustration edging into her voice.
"No, I don't wanna,"
Alex would reply, his face red, breathing heavily with a circle of shredded paper, smashed toys, and broken crayons laying around him, the most recent remnants of an exceedingly disturbing temper tantrum. "You must learn, Alex, that the things you choose to do have consequences," our teacher would chastise as she stiffly grabbed him by the wrist and dragged his squirming, writhing figure down the hall. I still remember those days very clearly, and although I never really became Alex's friend, I wondered whether or not what the teacher said was relevant, and if Alex ever consciously decided to blow up like he could.
People often say that it's hard for challenged kids like Alex to control themselves, but with the right help, they can learn to problem solve, communicate, and become responsible for their actions. It takes a lot of time, energy, and guidance to accomplish this, but in the end, it's worth it. Because then, kids like Alex won't have to be so reliant on others anymore and will be self-determinant. However, without this help, kids like Alex will suffer predetermined destinies of isolation and emotional instability if nobody gives them the proper help and support. Children like Alex can't help but be the way that they are until somebody comes in to change them, giving them the opportunity of a brighter path that they can control themselves. Like Alex, there are other people in this world who need external help to alleviate their circumstances, and many of them live in poverty, experiencing cycles of incarceration, struggling to fit back into society again. In 2015, 60% of the prison population lived near or below the poverty line and had a total recidivism rate of 57% after 1 year of being released from prison. That's not to say there aren't those who beat the odds and make it back, but once you've been in prison, the stats show it's a hard thing to bounce back. One example of somebody who successfully re-assimilated is that of Gerald Alvarez. He grew up without a father in the streets of the Queens and was put in prison for 2 years after being convicted of selling illicit drugs. Upon being released, he immediately worried about reverting to his old way of life, but was fortunate enough to land a job through the Center of Employment Opportunities and worked his way up from there. Alvarez eventually became a warehouse supervisor and small entrepreneur, unlike many of his buddies and other former incarcerates, who applied for low-level menial jobs, but are turned down because of their criminal records. Alvarez said the Center of Employment Opportunities and other government programs helped him advance significantly as a professional, but for most incarcerates, this often isn't enough to keep them from going back to jail. Most employers are skeptical of those with a criminal record and therefore avoid hiring them, even if they are more than qualified. This bias leaves many ex-convicts who are willing to rejoin the workforce disheartened and with no other choice but to return to a life of crime, running around the same worn treacherous paths again and again, eventually ending up behind bars once more. Thanks to the universe's inherent randomness, we can't really say fate and self-determination are natural laws, and are left at liberty to believe in either one of these ideas. Personally, I believe that when people like Alex and Alvarez are given a chance to change for the better, they will take that chance and make themselves into something greater than anybody could have ever imagined. But when they're shunned and confined to a specific stereotype, they'll never get to be anything more than that. In life, we can't control when we encounter the opportunities that fork our roads. We can only act upon them
to the best of our ability. Thank you.